The Oak Ridge Boys have been making crowd-pleasing country music with some pop and rock and roll for decades. As the Chicago Tribune put it, they have more lives than a yard full of cats.
My heart's on fire for Elvira. My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. Well, I guess it never hurt to hurt sometime.
A Bob, a Bob.
Bobby Sue. And can't you see my love?
Bobby Sue, before that, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometime, American Made, and Elvira. But on their latest album, 17th Avenue Revival, after the famous Nashville recording studio, the Oak Ridge Boys go retro, spirituals, and traditional songs like this one.
I wanna be ready.
I wanna be ready.
There are also new songs, courtesy of artists including Vince Gill and Brandi Clark. The Oak Ridge Boys are out on tour. They include tenor Joe Bonzo, lead singer Dwayne Allen, and joining us now, baritone William Lee Golden. Hi, William.
How are you?
I'm fine. You are definitely a baritone. You have the stupendous white beard, by the way. What have you got in there?
Well, it's what's behind there that's what counts.
Okay. We also have bass Richard Sturbin, who honed his southern singing chops, do I understand, in South Jersey?
You're right about that. Yeah, I am from southern New Jersey.
You're from Camden. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Do people recognize your voices?
Not mine, they don't.
We're together as a group. Yeah, a lot of people do recognize us.
Yeah, because of the voices.
I'll ride just like my daddy, with a bottle in my hand. So if I die a drinking, that's just who I am. If I die a cheating in the arms of another's girl, then a fit of rage and jealousy takes me from this world.
Let's talk about this new album. We read in Billboard that inspiration for it came from the terrific producer Dave Cobb. You'd worked with him before. William, you start. What did he say to you?
He said that he wanted to kind of go back to a time when we were kids, of what turned us on to music that made us want to sing. He also wanted to go to the time period of where rock and roll began and the people that actually were making music that became rock and roll, and it was like Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, Little Richard. They evolved out of church music and gospel singing, so that was kind of the feel that Dave wanted to go to.
At one end we hate sleeping alone, so we get married again. Don't want to be buried in dead or in sin. And we play the lotto, cause there ain't but two ways we can change tomorrow. And there ain't no genie, and there ain't no Bible. So we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto.
And Richard Sturbin, you sang with Elvis
for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys. I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And for about a year and a half of that time, I sang with Elvis. I sang with the king of rock and roll. And I had some very, very fond memories. I would have to say that Elvis was definitely an influence on me personally.
Well, so now you've got Dave Cobb wanting Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis to sort of influence your approach to some of these songs. He would suggest songs like Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow. And you all kind of went, oh, yeah, we know that. And you'd start singing it. And then he said, no, I want you to add some of that 50s sound to it. And we'll hear what happened. But is it possible for you just to give us a little taste of how you thought Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow should be sung?
Well, it was like, where he leads me, I will follow. He didn't want it held out. He wanted to hit it and get off of it.
Let's listen.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where
know, if you get a room full of musicians, sometimes everybody is trying to play all the licks they can get into a song, and then it starts sounding cluttered if you're not careful. Well, Dave is the opposite of that. He believes in the simplicity of the music and the songs. He wanted to go back and get a retro feel with today's energy.
And there's another song from the album which illustrates some of the ways Dave Cobb worked with you. Richard, talk about this idea that for Brand New Star, he wanted you to sit around a microphone as a group, as opposed to each of you recording separately, which is how it's done today, so that the music can be manipulated.
We did do just that. Now, we recorded Brand New Star, and he kind of liked it, but there was something about it that didn't really please him. So he said, "Fellas, come on, let's go out into the studio." He grabbed his guitar. He said, "Now, let's sing that song." And so we sang it that way, you know, just the four of us with Dave and his guitar. And he said, "Now, that's what we're looking for.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 Are there particular losses that you think about when you sing it? You guys have been around a long time.
We have family members, we have close friends, even in country music. In the last few years, we have lost a lot of our friends, you know, and sometimes it makes you feel sad. But this is a very happy sounding song that looks at death in a different way. And it gives you a lot of hope, touching a lot of lives. And really, that's what we really want to happen with our music. We want our music to affect people's lives and change people for the better.
What's it like to, you've been doing it for so long now, William, you were away from the group for a few years, back for decades. What's it like to just open your mouths and know that you know each other's voices so well? Teacher used to call a ringing chord that's so familiar.
I feel like it's the vocal sounds that we all bring to the table that makes that sound that no other group has that, you know.
Well, if you need it,
Joe has more of a rock and roll voice and a rock and roll influence in his voice. Now, Dwayne is more traditional gospel. You know, he majored in music in college and studied voice. And Richard, he also had music in college and had voice in college. But I grew up in country and I had no real voice lessons until I moved to Nashville and...
You were in Alabama.
Yeah, so I still sing the way I sing, you know, and it's I kind of sing from the heart more than what's written on paper.
That's William Lee Golden. He of the, as we said, stupendous white beard in the Oak Ridge Boys. We've also been talking to Richard Sturban. He of the spectacular bass voice. Richard, William, we want to thank you both so much for talking about the new album, and best of luck on your tour.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Right. He's got